from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, August 18th. Coming up, chronic illness patients hope the money being poured into studying long COVID will have a wider benefit. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Republicans will get their day in the sun today at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. That comes after Democrats criticized the GOP yesterday. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker was the last to take the mic at the Illinois Democratic County Chair's brunch and said Democrats reject extremist candidates like his Republican opponent, State Senator Darren Bailey.
But in the face of what's happening in America today, in the face of what the Supreme Court and the radical right wing are trying to do to the fundamental rights of every American, we, the coalition of the sane, owe something better to our children and our grandchildren.
A plane flew over the Democrats' day at the state fair advertising an anti-Pritzker website, though the website wasn't set up. Republicans don't hold a single statewide office and control only about a third of the Illinois General Assembly. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Senate President Don Harmon says lawmakers have not reached a consensus on the bills they would propose in a possible special legislative session. Governor J.B. Pritzker called for a special session last month to pass legislation expanding abortion access in response to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Harmon says lawmakers are waiting to see what abortion care restrictions surrounding states pass so Illinois can respond accordingly.
Some of our neighboring states are trying to extend the reach of their law into Illinois to punish Illinois doctors and nurses and health care providers, but also women seeking reproductive health care in Illinois. We don't know exactly what form that attack's going to take.
Harmon says it's too early to tell if they'll convene a special session before or during the veto session in November. Democratic lawmakers are also working to draft a ban on semi-automatic rifles and large-capacity magazines. A conservative Christian group held a meeting in Decatur this week targeting the city's public school system. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, protesters pushed back on the group's agenda.
Illinois now requires every elementary and high school teach a unit on Black history, from African civilizations to U.S. slavery. On Tuesday, about 35 people gathered at a public meeting held by Illinois Family Action to discuss those changes. Tom Burrows of IFA's sister organization, Illinois Family Institute, helped organize the event.
And from an Illinois family perspective, systemic racism is not something that should be being indoctrinated into our children.
Jim Barr, one of the protesters and a former Decatur public school teacher, says it's important to teach the nuances of history.
But if we don't teach history, it lends to repeat itself.
I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Police in Pakistan have arrested a University of Illinois professor and charged him with treason. Shabazz Gill is a clinical assistant professor in the Geese College of Business, but he's also a high-ranking politician in Pakistan's opposition party. Gill is accused of inciting soldiers to revolt against military leadership. He could face the death penalty if convicted of sedition. In a statement, the university confirms Gill is still employed by the U of I, but says he was not scheduled to teach a course during the fall semester. The Associated Press reports that Gill appeared on Pakistan's ARY news channel earlier this month and urged soldiers not to accept any illegal order from top military leadership. Officials in Gill's political party, including former Prime Minister Imran Khan, have condemned his arrest. Still to come, patients with other chronic conditions hope money being poured into research on long COVID will help them as well. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In the Italian thriller Thou Shalt Not Kill, Detective Valeria Ferro has a gift for solving the challenging puzzles behind crimes motivated by jealousy, vendettas, and repressed anger. However, Valeria has to balance murder investigations as she unravels her own family's complicated past. This riveting mystery series set in Turin is perfect for your next summer binge watch. Stream all four seasons of Thou Shalt Not Kill and other foreign language dramas with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For many patients with long COVID, life doesn't go back to normal. But they're not alone. They join a community of chronic illness patients who hope the money being poured into studying long COVID will have a wider benefit. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside spoke to some of them.
Before she got COVID near the start of the pandemic, Tanya Hovey ran a newborn photography business. She was active in her church, loved to garden, and cycled several times a week. She had what's considered to be a mild case of COVID. Her infection lasted 2 weeks, and for the first few days after, she felt like she was getting better.
And then like the fourth day, all the symptoms came back, and I was bedridden, couldn't move, couldn't breathe, I was dizzy.
She'd feel fine for a couple days, but then find herself unable to get out of bed.
It would just cycle like a roller coaster. It was really weird. And then after about 3 weeks, I got hit hard, was back in bed, couldn't breathe, really dizzy, heart pounding, and it never went away. I never got better.
More than 2 years later, the mother of three in Utah still hasn't fully recovered. Hovey says she saw multiple specialists before finally being diagnosed with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS, as patients refer to it. Kathy Peterson, who lives in Ohio, is very familiar with POTS. Her daughter has it, and she runs an organization called Standing Up to POTS. Peterson says the symptoms go beyond the fast heart rate that gives it its name.
So it's harder for people with POTS to stand and be able to think or to do things that are physical. And so there's a lot of struggle. They're much better off when they're in a recliner or laying on the couch.
That's because for POTS patients, blood doesn't circulate normally. That makes it difficult to function while sitting or standing upright. They're having to work against gravity. Other symptoms include pain, stomach aches, headaches, dizziness, and brain fog. Hovey says she can't even go grocery shopping anymore. She recently stood in line at Costco to get a membership card.
And just standing there while the lady was trying to upsell our membership, my heart started pounding, I started to get short of breath, I couldn't breathe, started getting lightheaded, dizzy.
POTS isn't new, but it's becoming increasingly common in people with long COVID. It's a syndrome with many symptoms, yet it can't be detected with blood tests or medical imaging. That makes it hard to diagnose and really frustrating to live with. Dr. Esther Vorovich is a cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. She says patients are often very emotional when they come to her.
A lot of tears in my long-haul COVID clinic because people have been kind of told that they're crazy, you know, in different words, or sometimes in those words, but in different words that they're crazy and that it's kind of in their head.
So she takes time to listen and acknowledge their symptoms are real. There are a few treatments for POTS, and most people have to change their lifestyle to manage their illness. For Tanya Hovey, that meant closing her business, relying more on her husband and children. She can't ride her bike anymore, but she has found one physical outlet, swimming.
Because the water is a compression on my body. It's like wearing compression tights, like a whole outfit compression. And so the water helps us not have to fight gravity. And so it keeps the blood up to my head. So swimming's fabulous.
Kathy Peterson says she and other advocates hope the new attention on POTS due to COVID will lead to more answers, benefiting all patients.
The pandemic has been horrible in so many ways, but in a strange way, it's been a silver lining for these chronic illness communities who have been around for a long time, but nobody's really known about them.
So far, Congress has allocated $1.15 billion to the NIH to study long COVID over the next 4 years. I'm Steph Whiteside, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, Reginald Hardwick, and Steph Whiteside. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.